yesterday, Coach Fox said this is a new year and new team, but then he just mentioned that he looked at the film and the Raiders had some pretty good success against you guys, putting up 97 points in two games. How do you go about changing that?
Well, I think just like Coach Fox said, this is a new year, this is a new team, and you know, we have visions and aspirations for our defense, and it has nothing to do with what happened last year. So we're going to go out and we're going to play fast and physical and play our brand of football, and then the results will take care of themselves.
How do you feel that the guys, you know, adapted to the style that you've brought to this defense?
Well, I think they've adapted well. I think they're trying to play fast. I think they're trying to play physical. And at the end of the day, I've preached to them, and we've preached as a coaching staff that, you know, it's not really about the X's and O's. It's about the way we go out and play the game. And that's what we're trying to do, and I think the guys are buying in and believing in it and trying to do that.
I know Dennis, takeovers are a large part of it, and we've always had coordinators that say we want to get takeovers. How do you coach to get takeovers?
Well, I think you got to live it. I think you got to preach it every day, and you got to live it. And I've been a part of staffs that have been way up there and taking the ball away, and then I've been a part of staffs that haven't been. And the difference is you live it day in and day out, and those things don't just happen by luck. You make them happen. That's why we call them takeaways instead of turnovers.
How is this game maybe built differently for stopping the run than maybe a 3-4 or what we've seen around here the last couple of years?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think we got a few guys that, you know, kind of playing a little bit more natural positions, you know, with ends playing defensive end and some of the linebackers back to their normal spot. I think anytime you can get four big guys up front to take on their five defensive line or offensive linemen, that's you're in better shape.
Are you a little concerned with what you've got going on at tackle? I mean, with Ty Warren, you're planning on having him. Not sure where Bunkley's at, Marcus Thomas, just, you know, some guys that are maybe weren't expected to have as big a role are going to have a pretty big role Monday.
Well, I think the good thing is these guys have played in the National Football League. We have all the confidence in the world in these guys, and they've done a good job throughout camp. That's why they're on the 53-man roster.
Yes, where are you right now? I know from the very beginning you said speed and athleticism is where you want to be. When you look at the Raiders, that's one of their hallmarks is speed. How do you feel like you match up, you know, in the speed and athleticism categories now with the personnel you brought in this offseason?
Well, I think we feel better about it. I mean, obviously when we get them into passing situations, we feel real good about what we got speed-wise out on the field. You know, our key is going to be first and second down, being able to stop the run, keep them from running the ball, get them into passing situations, and I think we got the advantage if we get into passing situations.
Is that what you expect their game plan to be, come run right at you? They had such success last year.
Well, I would expect that. I mean, that's what they were able to do last year. And at the end of the day, with a few new additions, they're facing a lot of the same personnel. So I would expect that's what they're going to try to do. And really, at the end of the day, that's what they do best.
Coach, how excited are you and your staff about the prospect of Elvis and Vaughn on opposite sides rushing the pass rate? They look pretty good, you know, the short time they were out there in the preseason.
Well, we're excited about it. I mean, I think when you can have two guys coming off opposite edges, it's hard for the offense to stop both of them. You know, they got to keep a tight end in or chip on one side or the other. But when you got rushers on both sides, it makes it hard on the offense and limits some of the things that they can do. So we're excited about that. But again, listen, we're not going to get a chance to rush the passer if we don't stop the run. So that's the first thing we got to get done.
What did you learn from the last 4 weeks of calling a defense for the first time?
Well, I mean, I think the same philosophy that we've had is we're going to try to keep it as simple as we can and get the guys to play fast. Now, that doesn't mean you just line up the same thing every time, but it's the speed of the game is a lot faster. You got to be a lot quicker thinking on your feet, and you got to be able to adapt to what the offense is doing. And so I think, just for me personally, the preseason was a good experience.
One of the things you've talked about, too, is showing a lot of multiple looks with only a month to kind of install your vision. I mean, how did they pick that all up? I mean, you feel like you can kind of go in game one and do what you need to do from that perspective?
Yeah, I feel real good about what we're doing defensively. I think our guys feel real good about it. They have a good understanding. We've put a lot of stuff in, and we've got a lot of multiple looks. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've worked a lot on this stuff, and I think our guys feel good about it.
Coach, last year the Broncos struggled so much when tight ends got open for huge plays. I'm sure you saw that. What's the difference here this year? How do you stop situations like that?
Well, I just think we got to be a little bit more disciplined. I mean, we preach eyes are the key, and we got to put our eyes in the right spot. And if we look right, we'll do right. And it's really as simple as that. And that's just us as a defense and as a coaching staff making sure that we're a disciplined team.
Is that what you saw last year that wasn't happening when you look back in the film? That just guys were just missing things that are in front of them?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things. I mean, they did some good things schematically that made it hard. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to put your eyes in the right spot. And if you do, you'll be good.
You're obviously going to be without DJ a little bit. What does Wesley bring to the table that you like?
I think he's got speed and athleticism. You know, here's a guy that's played a lot on third down around here, and he's done a real good job for us. So he's a veteran player, so it's not like it's new for him. And we're excited about him getting out there and playing.
He's a little lighter than DJ. I mean, to have him as an every down guy, any concern there? Or, you feel like the experience factor?
No, I think with his experience and the fact that he's played in the league, I think he's going to hold up just fine.
Could you talk about the rookie in the secondary and what you see in him and how much the three veterans back there with him can help him?
Well, I think it's critical that we have three veterans back there with him to help him, you know, because just like any other rookie in the league, there's a lot to learn. And he's going to have some growing pains, but that's part of the deal. Everybody has them. Champ Bailey had them when he was a rookie, and Brian Dawkins had them when he was a rookie. So it won't be anything new. We got to try to help him, and he'll do a great job. He's done a great job all preseason.
Coach, Siobhan Kearse had 14 and a half sacks as a rookie. You think Vaughn can surpass that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to speculate on how many sacks he might have. I mean, I think Vaughn's going to have a good year, and as long as he keeps learning and playing hard, he'll be just fine.
How did the plan to move Champ more to a slot role closer to the line of scrimmage emerge? I know Hirsch Cox was initially kind of a slot guy. Did that kind of, when he struggled a little bit there, that idea kind of,
Well, we had that thought in mind from day one, is being able to move Champ inside. I've seen some other bigger, more veteran corners go in there and do that and be successful. And so I think, especially with his experience, he's seen a lot of football. There's a lot of things that go on in there at the nickel position, a lot of different things you got to learn. So putting him in there made a lot of sense.
You like the fact that, you know, when quarterbacks have to get rid of the ball, obviously, you got somebody close to the line of scrimmage like Champ. Is that thought process?
Absolutely, and you know, when you look at third down, a lot of teams are working inside and trying to work the slot receiver, and we put our best guy in there.
One more for Dennis, guys.
Dennis, how is Vaughn doing with his recognition, not to get sucked up into the screens?
Well, I think every day he's getting a little bit better, and it just comes with work. It comes with seeing it and seeing it and seeing it, and he's continued to get better, and as long as he keeps working, he's going to be just fine.